years ago. 018-018. Give me a sentence.
Hi, I'm 11.
Oh. Every once in a while, just check it and make sure that's running and speak into that microphone.
Yes, ma'am.
And are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about the Pilgrims.
Well, I know that the Pilgrims, they sailed somewhere, but I can't quite remember. But I know they got along with the Indians or Native Americans, and that's how the Thanksgiving thing came up, because they were celebrating things, and they were celebrating because how they were sharing and stuff, how they were getting along well. And I don't know. Well, that's pretty much all I know. I know more, but I just can't get it out.
Okay. You want to tell me anything else about the program?
It was this one pilgrim, but I can't remember, and this Indian, and they were, like, getting along. Because they were the two leaders of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And first they were, like, trespassers. And the Indians and the Pilgrims, they weren't quite getting along, and this was until, well, the Indians started kind of like helping out the Pilgrims,
mm-hmm.
showing them how to crop and stuff.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about George Washington.
I know George Washington was, wait a minute, please don't let it get mixed up. He was the first president? Yes, he was the first president. And what else? I didn't know he was the first president, and that's about it, because I really didn't study him a lot.
Anything else, even if you're not sure? Tell me anyway.
Well, I think he was the one who cut down the apple tree. I think. Or am I getting him mixed up with Abraham Lincoln? Okay. Well, that's about it.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about the Declaration of Independence.
The Declaration of Independence was a contract that signed that America was away from, wasn't controlled by, I don't know, it couldn't, I think it wasn't Europe, was it? I don't know. Anyway, it was saying that America was free from others, and they had their own rules and stuff, and they didn't have to go by others. And I know it was signed by, was it? I can't get it. I just went over it in class, too. I don't remember.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I can't tell you now, but I can tell you afterwards.
Okay,
tell me everything you know about Benjamin Franklin.
Okay, I know that his face is on the $100 bill, because they have a lot of talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I know about Benjamin Franklin? I don't know. I don't know much more about him.
Can't tell me anything else. If you're not sure, tell me anyway.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Abraham Lincoln.
Well, Abraham Lincoln, he was also president. And he was, okay, I think he was the one who was assassinated at, he was at an opera thing. Saw it in a movie. And he signed the Emancipation Proclamation. I think that's it. And he helped the slaves. Slaves.
Anything else?
I'm finished.
That's it? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell tell me what you know about the Civil War.
Okay. I don't know much about the Civil War, but I know a Civil War was when it was a war between the same country or something. And I don't remember much more about it.
Anything else? Not sure? Tell me.
I'm not sure about anything else but that, because I never did really study that.
Tell me what you know about the Constitution of the United States.
Okay, the Constitution was, what was the Constitution? Did a report on it. Okay. The Constitution was, it had rights on there, I think. About the different rights that people had and what they could and could not do. And it stated that, okay, it stated all the rights that you had and what others have. Okay.
Anything else?
Okay, let me think back to the social studies book. Okay, the Constitution. I don't remember anything else.
Okay. Tell me what you know about John F. Kennedy.
Well, I know John F. Kennedy was the youngest president, I think. Yeah, I know he was the youngest president. And I think he was shot, too. Yeah, he was shot. And I know he liked airplanes. And so did his son, and he died, too. And that's about all I know about him.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the atomic bomb.
Well, I don't know much about bombs, but the atomic bomb was a big bomb, and when you throw it somewhere, it explodes a lot of distance. And I think it was used somewhere around China? No, that's wrong. I don't know.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the Industrial Revolution.
I don't know about that. I'm sorry. I think the Industrial Revolution was where there was it had something to do with businesses or something. Because industry, that's all that came to my mind.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Moving on, tell me what you know about Martin Luther King Jr.
I know a lot about him. I know Martin Luther King Jr., he was a great man, and he helped the segregation and prejudice people, and he had a lot of speeches. His most famous speech was, "I have a dream." I had a dream, rather. And he was shot at the Lorraine Motel. They turned that into a museum now. But anyways, getting back on the subject, he was shot by this man named his name was, well, he was assassinated, and he led one of those marches, I forgot the name of it, and he was put in jail for standing up for what he believes in, because the Caucasian people, they didn't believe that blacks were led up to anything.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the slave trade.
Well, I don't know much, but I can guess.
Mm-hmm.
The slave trade, I'm using context clues. Well, I guess it was when slave masters traded off slaves and stuff to do certain jobs and to get more slaves. Traded slaves for, I guess, everyday things like household supplies or something. Or other slaves for other slaves.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Nothing else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the Civil Rights Movement.
The Civil Rights Movement was for the blacks to have, black people to have the same rights and things that white people have. So it was basically a fight between two different races so they could get along. Well, not get along, because the white people, they didn't really much, didn't like the idea of black people having the same equalities as they do. And it came to a decision that they should fight for what's right.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman was called the Moses. Moses because she led slaves to freedom. And she took the Underground Railroad, and she freed plenty of slaves. And she spoke. She did some speeches. And she was a slave herself when she was younger and growing up, and then she decided that she couldn't take any more, and so she fled. Left the place. And I know they were putting up signs saying that if she was caught, they would get a reward and things. But she kept on coming back and freeing slaves, and there were some white people helping with the Underground Railroad, and because they didn't believe in slavery. And I remember reading about one of her most famous trips where it was this scary man. He was scared, and she said if he moved, she would shoot him, like a move or die, like that. So that's it.
Anything else?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass was a teacher? I think he was a teacher. And what else? He also helped black people, but I can't, quite remember in the way that he did. That's about it. No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the NAACP.
The NAACP stands for... Okay, my mom told me the other day. Okay. It stands for National something. National... I don't know. Oh, I can't believe I forgot. I made myself remember. Okay. NAACP. Well, I know it's a group because I know one of my friends in it, and I guess it helps. It's an assessment, and it helps. I don't know. It's a group. It's an organization, and that's all I know about it.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Even if you're not sure, you can tell me anyway.
I think it stands for National... No, can't be that. Well, I'm just... National... I know it has the word... Assessment in it? I guess. Okay, I'm through.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Malcolm X.
Malcolm X, I think he was a good friend of Martin Luther King, and they used to march together, and he also helped black people pretty much by doing the same things that Martin Luther King did. Just to put it in a summary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, ma'am.
Okay, tell me what you know about Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali was an African-American boxer, and He was very, very good, and he used to say little catchy rhymes and stuff like, fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee, and the rest. And he was a good boxer, but then later he got this disorder or disease where you shake. And I saw him like 8 years ago on the Olympics, and he was holding the torch. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all I remember about him.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the Ku Klux Klan.
Okay. I know a lot about these people. The Ku Klux Klan became like an organization of white people who really hated black people, and they used to go around hanging blacks because of the color of their skin. And because they thought they were better, they didn't care if you were young, old, or however old you were. They just saw that you were darker than them, and they would hang you, and they used to go around burning crosses and saying nasty and hateful things about black people because of the color of their skin. They hated the black people.
Anything
else? No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the Montgomery bus boycott.
Okay. I know the Montgomery bus boycott was started by Rosa Parks because she refused to give up her seat to a white man. She was tired from her day of work. And I think she went and told Martin Luther King, and they started, and the blacks started not to get on the bus. And the people, because they thought they were wrong, because just because they were black, they had to give up their seats to a white man to sit in the front. I don't know what's so special about the front, but she went and told Martin Luther King, and they started the bus boycott. And the people who, I guess, owned the Montgomery buses, they were starting to notice that their profits were dropping down because the most people who rode the bus were black people, and all their income was just coming down, and so they ended up changing all their rules about the blacks and whites, and everybody could just see where they wanted. And that's all I know.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. That's all for history. Moving on to literature and art. I'm going to name some people and books in American literature and music and the arts.
Yes,
ma'am. I want you to tell me everything you know about each item.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're not sure, tell me anyway. Okay, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood, okay. Old-time favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was about this girl who had to take some things to her sick grandma who lived in the woods, and she was on her way there, and a fox started bothering her because he wanted to eat her, and she was on her way to the grandma's house, but the fox made it there before she could, and then the fox ate the grandma and dressed up as a grandma, and the girl thought she was really, when she finally made it to the house, thought she was really talking to her grandma, but then when he came out of the cupboard, he ate her, and then I think the butcherman or the lumberman, he came and he got the two women out of the fox's stomach and killed the fox? I think he killed the fox.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Cinderella.
Cinderella, it has many different, they filmed this movie, cartoon or whatever, a lot of times, and it's been remade over, and I know it was about this girl who lived with her stepmother and two stepsisters, and the stepmother really didn't like Cinderella, and she didn't want her to go to the princess ball. Well, the Cinderella had a fairy godmother when the stepmother and the two sisters, they were out gone to the ball, and the godmother came, and she dressed Cinderella up, and Cinderella had friends with the birds and the mice, and they were making her a dress. And well, the godmother made her a carriage out of magic things, and she ended up going to the ball, but she only had till 12, to dance with the prince and to get to know him. And when she was running away, she left her glass slipper right on the step. And he came out, and he was trying to get the... He got the slipper, and he went around the next day trying it on, and he finally found Cinderella's because her foot fit exactly into the thing, and they lived happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about orchestra.
Well, orchestra, I've been to one before. Orchestra is a musical performance. It's performed by different groups, and they have all the good instruments like trumpets and flutes and violins, and they have a blend of music which can sometimes be happy, sad, or just in between. And it's like it's different people. They write the music for the orchestra, and they have the orchestra play it, and it just comes all together in this one big happy sound that's a blend of music by different instruments. And that's all.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Little House on the Prairie.
Okay, Little House on the Prairie. My brother has a book. Okay, Little House on the Prairie is about this. I've never read the book before. It's about this. I don't know.
There you go.
It's, I think, by looking at the cover, I think it's about this girl who, I don't know. I'm sorry, I can't answer that.
Okay. Tell me what you know about The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz is about this girl and her dog, and they're walking, and they end up somewhere on a yellow brick road. And while she's walking, she meets a whole bunch of different characters, like the lion and the scarecrow and the rope and the tin can man or something. And they're trying to find the Wizard of Oz so they can help them with their problems. And when they finally make it, the wizard, he's a little mean. And Dorothy, that's the girl's name, she wants to go home, and so she has these little red shoes, and when she taps them, she has to say, I want to go home 3 times. And she ends up going home with her dog. And that's it.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Pinocchio.
Pinocchio is about this man, this wood carver, and he makes this puppet, and he doesn't have any children. He wishes for a son. And well, when he made the puppet, he wished that Pinocchio would come to life, in which in a couple of days he came alive, and he was wooden. So, and he wanted to become a real boy. And he goes through all these things. He goes to another puppet master who is mean, who keeps him in a cage because he doesn't need strings to walk. And he ends up coming back home and turning into a real boy. And that's pretty much all I remember.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley, he's the king of rock. And he's real famous in Memphis. He lives in Memphis. And there's a lot of sights and tours for him, like Elvis Presley Boulevard. I think it's out in Whitehaven. And he was famous for singing a whole bunch of different songs, like You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog and Heartbreak Hotel. And there's this, and they have his house on their street, and a lot of different tourists go there. And Elvis Presley is still really, really famous, like he was back in the old days, because they have movies about him and concerts on the film at IMAX. And it's just a big tourist site. A lot of tourists come see it.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland is about this girl and her dog, too. And she goes through this to this place because she's following a rabbit, a white little rabbit. And he's running, and she's like, can you please stop and wait up? And he's like, I'm late, in a little rhyme. And she ends up jumping through the tree with him, and she ends up going to the Wonderland. And while she's in the Wonderland, a whole bunch of different and strange things happen. And that's about all I can remember. And she goes home.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Peter Pan.
Peter Pan is about this boy, and he wants to be a child forever, and he goes to this place, and Peter Pan, he helps these three or four children, and they're like flying everywhere through the air, and it's a lot of other children, and they want to escape to this new place where kids can be kids forever. And that's about all I know.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about ballet.
Ballet is a type of dance, and in ballet you have to be graceful. As graceful as can be, and it has a lot of different dances. There's more than just one type of ballet that most of people may think with the spinning. It can be ballet with hip hop or something, as long as you're graceful with it. And you can have a mixture of dances, and that's about all I know about ballet.
Nothing
else? No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, let's just go on. What do you know about jazz?
Jazz is a type of music that it's supposed to be relaxing, and it mostly consists of trumpets and pianos and flutes, and musicians play it, and it has this like a soft beat to it, and it makes you just relaxed. It's relaxing music, and there are no voices in it, no singers or anything in it, and it's just music. And by listening to the music, you can tell, like, it's telling a story, just how the music sounds. And that's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou is she's a female African-American poet, and she writes a lot of good poems. I know one poem by her is Still I Rise. And it's about never giving up through all the heartache and all the obstacles that life brings to you. And she speaks and recites her poems in a nice way. And that's about all I can remember.
Nothing else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. What do you know about the blues?
Blues, well, it's a lot of blues singers, and they sing about everyday life, like say you have a blues song about feeling sad, get the heartache blues, say, and if you have the heartache blues, it's basically about you being sad about something, and the blues. I know one famous blues person is B.B. King. And everybody talks about B.B. King. And one place that has a lot of blues things in it is Beale Street. And everyone goes there. People play jazz as well there. And a lot of blues singers there. And that's about all I know.
Yeah?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson was a great, great singer. And he was in the Jackson 5 when he was younger. And then he grew up and he had great songs like Thriller and Do You Remember and all this stuff. And he was a good dancer. And he has a skin disorder or something. He used to be brown, and then he turned white. Like, his skin color turned white. And he was, everyone loved him. People passed out at his concerts because he was so good. And he married Lisa Marie Presley. And she sang with him on one song, but I forgot the name of the song, but I know they sang together. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about B.B. King.
B.B. King was a famous blues singer, and he played his favorite guitar. He named it Lucille. And he played it all the time, and he's from Memphis. And he sings the blues, and he has a lot of fans, and they like listening to his music. And he's been a blues singer ever since he was younger, way back then. And he's been singing blues ever since then, and he had his guitar, Lucille, and he would play it. And a lot of good music would come from him. And that's about all I know.
Anything
else? No, ma'am.
Okay, tell me what you know about Motown.
Motown, I think it was a record company. And it signed a lot of people there. I think the Jackson 5 were part of Motown Records. And Motown was also a place. I think Motown had something to do with Apollo, but I'm not sure. With the different people on there. And Motown, it signed a lot of people, like I said. And it has singers and rappers, and that's about all I know.
Nothing else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Roots.
Roots, okay. You're talking about the movie? Okay. I know how Halle Berry played in it. And it was about this girl. No. Yeah, Halle Berry played in it. And it was written by this man. And he had to go, he went through the whole thing. It took him like a whole bunch of years to go back. He went back to Africa tracing his roots. And when he finally got them all together, he made a movie about it. And I forget his name, but it's, I forget his name. That's about all I know.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin was a great pop singer. She's a queen of soul. That's what everyone calls her. And she has one of her most famous songs called Respect. And a lot of people like her. She has a lot of fans. And she's still singing today. And she still has lots of fans. And that's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Tell me what you know about Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr., he's an actor, right? And he plays in lots of movies. And let's see, Sammy Davis Jr., let's think back. Can't believe I'm forgetting him. Yeah, he's a famous actor. And that's about all I know.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about The Color Purple.
The Color Purple, one of my favorite movies, it's about this girl. Whoopi Goldberg plays in it. It's about this girl, and this man wants to marry her sister, but the father wouldn't let him, so he ended up marrying the girl. And she was young, and she had a baby. She was about 14, 15 years old, pregnant, and had a baby, and she married Danny Glover. That wasn't his name in the movie, but he played that man, and she had sisters and brothers and stuff, and she was raising them, and Danny Glover, he didn't treat her right in the movie, and so she ended up leaving, and she met up with her daughter. Her sister went away to Africa, and her son. Yes, Betty.
You do?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Last section. Oh, thank you.
You like yellow boots?
This is supposed to be good luck.
Oh.
That's what they said. You know, but I bought this a while back. My other watch broke, and this thing just kind of makes my hand itch a bit.
No.
So I should take it off. It's too heavy. Okay. News events. These are things that happened, current and recent events, in the news, and I want you to tell me everything about each one, even if you're not sure. Okay. Starting with Bill Clinton. Tell me what you know about him.
Well, I know Bill Clinton. He was the president, and he was into all sorts of things, and he was nominated the first black president. And he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky, which was his lady, and they had an affair together, and it was all over the news. And now he has to give up his seat to the new president, George Bush Jr. And Bill Clinton has been doing a lot of things before he gives up his seat, finally, with peace things with other countries and letting some people that are in prison free because they've done something wrong, but not bad enough for them to stay in so long. That's it.
Okay. Nothing else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What do you know about Ilian Gonzalez?
Ilian Gonzalez is this boy, and he came from Cuba, I think, from Cuba, and he was found on the coast of Florida, I think, and he had family members there, and his dad, he had family members in America, and his dad was fighting to get him back because that was his son, and, well, the family members that were living in America with Elian, they were like, well, he can stay here with us. He doesn't have to go back to Cuba because Cuba, he had a lot of problems there, and things and fights. And so that's about all I know about Ilian Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the Columbine shooting.
Okay, the Columbine shooting was a high school. And it was some boys. They shot up the place because I think they shot up the whole school and killed some people because I think they were tired of being teased or something. And they went crazy, and they started shooting up the school and killed some students and teachers. And that's about all I know. No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the Oklahoma City bombing.
Okay, the Oklahoma City bombing. Okay, I guess it was about, well, someone bombed Oklahoma City and some buildings. And that's about all I can guess. No, ma'am.
Okay. What do you know about Princess Diana?
Princess Diana, she was a princess over in England, and she was in her limousine, and she died in a car wreck. And she has this son named Prince William, and she left everything to him because he was the oldest. And she died, and now he's the her son, and everyone still remembers her, and they give away her dresses. They sell them, really, rather. They sell her dresses that she has, and I think they have a memorial where they just put flowers everywhere, and that's about all I can think of.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Al Gore.
Al Gore, he's a Democrat. Yeah, he's a Democrat, and he was the vice president with Bill Clinton, and he just recently ran for president, and he went against George Bush, and there was this whole bunch of confusion because George Bush wanted to do everything in Florida because his brother is the governor of Florida, and, well, George Bush ended up receiving more votes than Al Gore, but I think it was a cheat, because why did it take so long for them to get all the points together, the votes rather, and George Bush wanted to do everything in Florida courts, Florida everything, just because his brother was there. was the governor. And personally, I think that George Bush was cheating. That's just how I think.
Anything
else? No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Okay, JonBenet Ramsey, she was a little girl. I think she was about 4 or 5. And she was a cute little girl. She was a model. And she used to model, and she got killed in her own home. And this man, he left a note saying that I have your daughter or whatever. She was found in the basement of the house. And some people think that the parents killed her. And some people think that the dad, see, they thought that both the parents killed her. And some people think that just the dad raped her and killed her. Because they were having a Christmas party, and I guess some man just slipped in and started, because they sent her up to bed. And I guess some man took her, raped her, and killed her, I guess.
Anything
else? No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg, he's a book writer. No, he's not. He's a movie director. And he has some cartoons, like the Looney Tunes, and he does more movies. And he's a famous movie director, yeah. And he directs movies.
Moving
up? No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about John F. Kennedy Jr.
John F. Kennedy Jr., well, as you can see in his name, he's John F. Kennedy's son, and I know that he was flying in an airplane and he crashed in the ocean and died. That's about all I know about that case.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Tell me what you know about Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa, well, she was a healer, I think. She was a healer and she prayed, and I think she was some type of nun. And she died a couple of years ago, I think. And she was very old, but she was a sweet and kind lady. And, well, she helped people and she prayed. And I guess that's how she lived so long, because she was sweet and in mind and sweet to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Last part. Tell me what you know about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby is an African-American actor. And he plays in lots of movies and films. And he has had a show called The Cosby Show. And he's famous. And he played in lots of films, like I said. And that's about all I can say about him.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay. What do you know about Whitney Houston?
Whitney Houston, she's a famous singer, and she has lots of songs, like One Moment in Time, and I Want to Dance with Somebody, and she's also an actress, and she sung with my favorite singer, Mariah Carey, in a song, theme song for Prince of Egypt called When You Believe. And they were singing together, and she's a famous singer, and personally, I don't like Whitney Houston. Some people say that the reason why she sweats all the time when she sings and forgets her lines is because she drinks a lot, and some people even say she's on drugs, but I don't believe all that. I just think she drinks a little bit. And I know she wears wigs wherever she goes. She says she can't go anywhere without wigs. And that's about all I know.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson. Well, most recently, the last thing I heard about Jesse Jackson was that he had an affair with this lady. And they had a baby together. And he was helping Martin Luther King too, and he spoke and he led marches and things.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay, tell me what you know about Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan is this famous basketball player. He played for the Chicago Bulls. And he was famous for his dunks and how he played basketball good. And he has his own shoes out, his own everything. Like, his shoes are called Jordans, and they're like a popular name brand. And lots of people get. And he retired from basketball, and I think he went to golf. But he wasn't so successful in that. And that's about it.
Yep.
In baseball, I think. I think he played baseball, too. But he wasn't successful in that either.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Rodney King.
Rodney King, okay. I think he was a manager for boxing, and he helped Mike Tyson. And he was most known for his very, very high hair. And he would help the boxers. And he made lots of money because he would trade boxers and help them and be their agents and things. That's about all I know about him.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the Million Man March.
Okay, the Million Man March. Well, it was this march with men, and they were, I guess they were marching because, I don't know why they were marching, but I know it was a march with men. And it was it was a movie made about it called Get on the Bus. And it was about these men, they were on their way to the Million Man March. And that's about all I know about that.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Moesha.
Moesha. Brandy plays Moesha. It's a sitcom on UPN, and it's about this girl going through teenage years, college years, being an adult, and going through family problems. That's about. Well, that isn't all I know, but it's just a summary.
Anything
else? No, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Spike Lee.
Okay, Spike Lee is also a movie director, and he calls his films, whatever he directs, a Spike Lee joint. And he was a director of Get on the Bus, and he's an African American man,
mm-hmm.
And he directed lots of films.
Okay.
And that's all I know about that.
Something in here is making me congested. Oh, excuse me. I think I'm maybe some dust in here. I have a dust allergy.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Ebonics.
Ebonics, okay. Okay, it's like a language that I guess the black people made up. And they don't say words correctly like they're supposed to. And it's like, say you want to say, I'm going to the mall with my friends. Well, I guess they would say it, man, I'm going to the mall with my dogs or something like that. And it's a language, so you wouldn't have to say every little thing correctly because you just don't feel like it. You don't feel like saying every little word correctly. And you just feel like just talking slang and like, man, I don't feel like going nowhere or and just saying things this long.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay, last one. Tell me what you know about O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson, he had a big case. His case is still, well, not a case, but everyone's still talking about it. They said he killed his wife. I forgot her name. He killed her, and he was running. Well, not running. He was driving away from the police, and he had this big, big case, and he was finally, the verdict was he was innocent. And everyone's still talking about it, making jokes out of it. And that's about all I know.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's everything.